Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Sean Nevels. He's the project director for Shape America, and he'll be speaking tonight at 7 on the Northwest Missouri State University campus at the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom. Sean, at your current position, you are working with physical educators, but specifically, you're working with them on how they can work with students during this pandemic. And a lot of students in Missouri and probably around the country haven't had in-person physical education classes in quite a while. So I guess my first question to you this morning is, what are you telling these educators on what they should be doing during the pandemic?
It's being creative. And that's what our educators have done even when school started to close, to start embracing this new way of virtual learning, which has been a thing, but COVID-19 and stay-at-home orders and school closures just exacerbated that and really accelerated virtual learning and remote learning. So as educators, it's that time now to start to evolve into this virtual atmosphere. And for educators in health and physical education, how do we still deliver quality instruction when you have students at home or you have students in the classroom, but they're physically distanced and they're wearing masks, we're still trying to use equipment. Well, how do we do that with best practices and guidelines in mind? When it comes to sanitizing and disinfecting things and keeping the space safe still.
Because of virtual learning, does that kind of open the door for educators to talk about the healthy foods in these students' homes?
Yes. I mean, we get a chance to address a lot of different things now in the home environment and in the broader scheme of education. Now that, parents, virtual parents, I'll call them, that have students that are virtual learning, parents can now kind of look over the shoulder of their student or their child and see what that teacher is doing. And really for health and physical education, that's our chance as well. Like I kind of said before, that's our chance to evolve and for the parent to see what the physical educators and health educators really about. We're trying to reimagine what health and physical education is. We're not just the coaches that roll out the balls and sit back and, read the paper or scroll through Facebook. No, we're actually meeting not just the physical needs of students, but the social and emotional well-being of students. And, when it comes to health education, yes, nutrition, addressing nutrition in the home, what are healthy choices? And, with the families being there, hopefully parents are seeing that and hearing that as well and somehow, really complementing that within their homes.
We're talking with Sean Nevels, the project director for Shape America. He'll be speaking tonight at the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom on the Northwest Campus. We've been dealing with this pandemic for half a year now, Sean, and I'm sure during that entire time you've been talking with physical education teachers about what it is they're doing to reach out to students. And I guess I'm curious, has there been a moment when talking with one of these educators where you've been surprised by something they've been doing, or maybe they were doing something where you had your own, kind of epiphany on, your craft as well. Has there been a moment like that yet?
So I go back to when this first started to happen, back in March in Missouri, particularly mid-March, it started with one school closing and then all of a sudden you just see the map of Missouri lighting up with districts and schools that are closing. And it was in that moment I was a part of a team with the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education and then the Missouri Society of Health and Physical Education. We came together and created this thing called Chalk Your Walk. And with that, basically you have families at home. If your kids have access to chalk, chalk out your exercise. But that was really groundbreaking in this movement of health and physical education and learning, and virtual learning at home. That was kind of that breakthrough that we can reach students in our homes for them to still be physically active in just creative ways. And it was really successful for not just our state, but nationally. We had a whole lot of states that participated in that Chalk Your Walk promotion that happened back in the end of March. But that was really the breakthrough and the aha that, okay, as health and physical educators, we can still do this. We still can not just reach our students, but teach them the importance of physical activity and their overall well-being.
With COVID-19 being a respiratory illness, how much attention has shifted to lung health? And I'm not speaking just about people with asthma and other health issues like that, but I'm talking about how the generation in schools right now is basically growing up with vaping. Has that been talked about?
Yeah. You know, not in our field, we don't necessarily address particularly just your lung health. That's definitely for your health aides, your health workers, your nurses and things like that. But it still goes to just the overall, your overall health. And within health and physical education curriculum, we're really going to see a focus on that individual level of activity to address cardiorespiratory and cardiovascular health. How do you do that in the home now? How do you do that once again back in the physically distanced classroom? But you know, just that physical well-being is what matters when we talk about now addressing the needs of students as we, you know, try to make it to the end of the year, on into next year. And then with health education, once again, reaffirming those healthy practices. Because, you know, you think about kind of early in all of this, it was funny to think about it. The earliest thing we were told when, you know, schools started to close and we learned more about what COVID-19 is, hey, make sure you're washing your hands, you know, make sure you're using hand sanitizer. Well, hey, that goes right back to what we do and what I do, you know, health and physical education. So, you know, getting back to it, almost, you know, getting back to the basics of what health and physical education is, and, you know, teaching those things, teaching those healthy practices that matter for long-term health.
Sean, I don't want you to reveal everything you're going to be discussing tonight, but what is it you're looking to address to students and others who attend your lecture tonight?
So yeah, for sure. I mean, it all goes, you know, around COVID-19 and how that's just changed the landscape of education and how, you know, particularly what I do, obviously health and physical education, how that plays a role in it. But then also a lot of the project work I'm doing as well is around equity, diversity, and inclusion. And, you know, yes, we're addressing health during this pandemic, but we also have to address just a lot of, you know, the social movements we've seen recently. You know, when you're talking about people out there addressing human rights, those human rights movements and things like that. So that'll definitely be a piece of it as well.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sean. That's Sean Neville's the project director for Shape America. He'll be speaking at the J.W. Jones Student Union Ballroom tonight at 7 on the Northwest Campus. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.